So we're going to return to the sugya of Yesod. There are two or three pages more in two pages until we get to the application of all that we've been learning this past year and a half or so to Kedushas HaBris, to the union of Kedushas HaBris. And we've been talking about for the past year and a half or two what is the Midah of Yesod. And we're learning this conscious, even those who were not here before or are not familiar with what we were learning about, should still be able to miskasha to what we're talking about in Mirzah Hashem. Hiskashus. And that the essence of Yesod is hiskashus. Hiskashus. In relationships, in our learning, in our lives, and everything. So we're on page Sadik, which says Hamizboinu Mistakam Hatzad. The left side on page Sadik. Again, everybody could check, whoever is not on the thing, you can check with Moshe David Lachman, he'll make sure that you get any of the pages that we're doing. Shkar, thank you. Hamizboinu Mistakam Hatzad, Royu Mavchin, Vyoifi Shiesh Bedavize, Liros Ezen, Niimus Vatzilus, Shera, Bochra, Avrecha, Oibnus, Bal, Kayom, Vyom, Baosamokam, Baosazman. Historical couple of words. Everybody understands what they mean. When you see such a bacher, or you see a young man who is davening every single day in the same place and at the same time, it's a very, very rare thing these days. There are. When you see such a bacher or such a young man, he says there's such an ni'imus, there's something so pleasant, so atzilus, noble. When there's a bacher that is where he's supposed to be, every day, same place, same time, doing what he's supposed to be doing. That which was always taken for granted. That's basically what it means to be a healthy, normal person. B'shah sheva, or sheva v'chetzi, t'midim kisidrim d'vayom v'yomo. 7:30, d'vayom v'yomo. Years ago, there was no such thing as, 9:30, ben hazmanim. People running across the street at 10:15, 10:20 with the tefillin and so on. Harikam and nor v'yofu hu adava. How beautiful this is. He says, simon la'adam shuma'od yisodi v'ikvi. This is a simon of a person who is yisodi. He's yisodi. That's a simon. And that affects everything in his life. Humekushar ma'od. L'seder yomo le'itov u'lezmanov. He's makusha. He's bound to the Seder of a day, that this is the Seder of my day, to his time. Of course, we always have to try to be down the kavschus. Those who are not living that way, we try to be down the kavschus. But this is the lechatchila. This is the midah of Yesod of his kashus. The midah of Yesod is Seder. That a person's life is misudar. It's not possible to make a study of this. I guess it is. It's possible, but it won't happen. But it's fairly obvious that those bachrim, the bachrim, young men, and even adults, who are these types, who are misudarim, with their Seder Hayom, davening, and what they do, and with their schedule, and so on, that they have, in general, much, much greater success when it comes to handling their own personal inyanim, when it comes to Kedushas HaBris, that we're going to talk about in a little while. Because they're connected. As opposed to the ones who are living lives where every moment is this or that, they have chaos, and running, and coming, and going, and not knowing, and every day is a different thing, in a different place, and different thing. Sometimes the daven here, sometimes not davening. All of these things, that it all is the picture of a person who's lacking this midah of yesod, of being an ish yesodi, a yesodistic person, a person who's makusha.
She's kashus lezmanu gamkin, she's kashus chashuv mardli, she's makusha l'seir li, she's masudu b'zmanu b'zmanu yom.
Haya is a Rosh Yeshiva. He says Kubnani could be a Rav Kopelman Zechatzal Gavracha from Switzerland. This is a famous thing that's really brought down in this Musa Svarim from Alta, from Kelm and other tzaddikim, that if you wanted to know where Bacher was holding, where, how this Bacher is doing, so he used to look in his Oren, and he would look into the dormitory room and take a look in the guy's closet. You don't have to even get to the closet, just to look at the room until you get to the closet. And the Rashiva would look and he would see that the Aron, that the guy's closet, was Mesuda. Things were orderly and in place. Hayib is a simon shu bacher Mesuda. It was a simon that this bacher is okay. Vimyeshlo mida zum estamagam kol sadar of mishumarim. And he has this mida that his things are hung up and his things are put away and everything's Mesuda. Most likely, he's also going to show up at Seder on time in the Beis Medrash. And he takes care of his shachus, his mincha, his marav. He's an ish yisodi, he's mesudah. Yochel yosh shemisha eno bal kishvan mevorach kol kach. It could be that, doesn't mean that he's necessarily so brilliant. He might not be the sharpest guy in the Beis Medrash. Avel hu mesudah. He's going to accomplish a lot in yeshiva, and he's going to accomplish a lot in his life, because he's mesudah. V'seder hu seder etzlo. A seder is a seder. This guy who's connected, who lives in this world of Yesod, of Seder, is going to help him in his future to have much greater Hatzlocha. More than the person who might be sharper or brighter, who's more talented. But the other guy, even though he's very sharp, he's not Mesudah. Kevin shu mafuza benavsho, because the other guy is a mafuza mafuza, not concentrated, not focused, not mesuder. The chosel amidas hayisod, and there are other ways that this materializes. This is manifested in a person's life. Look at this, such an important yisod. Od inyan shel eskashus matzina v'husha kol dvar mitzvah u'maisei tov she'osim tzarich la'asoso bekol hachiyas. That whatever mitzvah you're doing at that moment in life, or whatever ma'ase tov that you're involved in at that moment in your life, tzarich la'asoso b'kol hachiyus. You put everything into it. Everything into this moment that I'm in. Everything to this mitzvah, regardless if it's deraisa, it's a drabbanan, it's ben olam chaver, it's ben olam makom. Ubiskashvas gedola, and you makusha to that mitzvah, that ma'aseh that you're doing, kilu nothing else exists in the world. V'yeshal zaharbe makaris, kain matzina b'gemara, ha'oisik b'mitzvah, potom na'mitzvah. So we have a din that you're all familiar with, that when you're busy with one mitzvah, the Torah says you're potter from another mitzvah. Why? Why is that? Ha'oisik b'mitzvah, potom na'mitzvah. All of our lives we're learning this din. Ha'oisik b'mitzvah, potom na'mitzvah. Why? Shepotim lasses mitzvah acheres, bochu osik b'mitzvah achas. Because the Baruch Shalom wanted that when you're osik b'mitzvah, that should be your entire mitzvah, that mitzvah, not to be at the same time with 10 other things, even good things, even other mitzvahs. Ha'osik b'mitzvah potim and a mitzvah. V'afilim osik rak behechsher mitzvah. And even if you're osik, these are sugis mahalacha. Even if it's not the mitzvah itself, but it's the heksher, it's preparing for the mitzvah. That's already a very big issue with the raisis and the rabbanis. V'afilu b'mitzvah sheyesh bo karis kikar m'pesach, yepoter im ho'osik b'mitzvah achas. And even if you're busy with another mitzvah saseh, yepoter from kikar m'pesach. Even though kikar m'pesach is a mitzvah saseh, that if you don't do it, then you chayv karis. Nevertheless, the halacha of ha'asik mitzvah potter and mitzvah applies to carbon pesach as well. Because right now, this is the mitzvah that Hashem is giving you. And since the Baruch Shalom wanted that we should be connected, we should be makusha to this mitzvah that I have right now in my life with all of my chiyas, therefore, the Torah says, you're not chayv in another mitzvah. Again, I'm not going into the pratim of that with Talmud Torah and other mitzvahs. There are certain chilukim, but bechlal, Because the Baruch Shalom says, this is what you have right now. Your whole life is this mitzvah. Put everything into it. Don't think about other mitzvahs right now. Just do this with all of your chiyas. Kilo, there's nothing else. Because you're mekusha to one mitzvah, so you're not going to be distracted or taken away from that mitzvah. The yisod of this in Pnimiyah is, Tzadikim talk about, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin of Lamed Zayin, that everybody knows this. The Mishnah says, Adam Nivri Yechidi, that a person was created, each one of us, or Adam Harishon was created by himself. Adam Nivri Yechidi, and because of that, why, Chayv Adam Loimer Bishvili, what? Nivarlam. Each person should say, Bishvili Nivarlam. Just like Adam Harishon came to the world Yechidi, everybody should have this feeling of Bishvili Nivra Olam Kilo, I was Nivra Yechidi. But the Metzius is that only Adam Rishon came to the world by himself. Each one of us came to already a place that was busy. Adam Rishon came by himself. And this Yesod of a person saying Bishvili, to look at life as Bishvili Nivra Olam. So, one might look at that as being it's a nice idea, it's a cute thing. To think of yourself, you know, Adam Nivichidi, to say Bishvili Nivralam. We've all heard talks and drushes and so on, and that Indian of Bishvili Nivralam. But the emes is that it's not just a nice drush, a nice thought. It's the whole sugi of Yisod that we're talking about is really contained in those words. Of Bishvili Nivra Olam. L'marshal, just to understand how could that be if the truth is, the reality is that I'm not alone in the world. How could that be then, Bishvili Nivra Olam? Only Adam Rish was created by himself. So I heard once a marshal to understand this, that imagine if you have, you don't have to imagine. A person has Kanayin Har has a family. There are a bunch of kids in the family. And one child, God forbid, is not well. One of the children is sick. And when that child is sick, Chas v'Shalom, the parents are running around to every doctor and every hospital and talking to this one and going to that one, if it means leaving home for 2 weeks, for a month, to have somebody else take care of the kids. And someone will say to them, but you know, you have other children. And of course they have other children, and they love the other children. But right now, Bishvil zeh nivra ha'olam. Ki'ilu, this child is nivra yechidi. Kilo, there's nobody else in the world that exists except this child. There is such a metzias that we could imagine where there are a lot of people, but this individual sees himself as Kilo Bishvili Nivra Olam. And this little child that the parents have dropped everything in their lives, work, the rest of the family, everything in their lives has been completely dropped. Nothing else exists except Bishvili Nivra Olam, that the world was created for me. You know, there's a famous story that I've told many times over the years about the Rosh Yeshiva. It was an alumni yeshiva in Petach Tikva, where there was a gvir that came looking for a son-in-law for his daughter. And he wanted the best guy in yeshiva, so he was hanging around in the yeshiva for a couple of days to watch the guys. And then he told Rosh Yeshiva, by the fifth row, by the window, I'm watching this guy, he's learning, everything, davening. I want this guy for my daughter. I'm sure you all know the story. So the Rosh Yeshiva says, oh, by the fifth of the window? So the Rosh Yeshiva says, what? That's my Ben Yochid. That's my only child. So the gvir, the rich guy, got flustered by that, you know, I can't get the Vashivas, I understand. So he said, all right, there was a like a runner-up, was on the other side of his medrash there, in the back, obviously, by the Svarim Shvank over there, that guy over there, that Bocher, he's also, I'm watching him, he said, over there by the Svarim Shvank, that's my Ben Yochid. So the guy said, the Gvir says to the Vashiva, how could the Vashiva have two Banim Yechidim, two only children? So he says, I have Baruch Hashem 174 Banim Yechidim. So it's a cute vart. It's a nice story. But he was saying something that's very, very profound, that's very deep. You see, when the Mishnah says that a person should say, V'shvili nirvarlam, the Baruch Shalom knows that it's a busy world. And he knows that there are a lot of people. But what the Baruch Shalom is saying is that I created you, and you have a particular purpose in this world that nobody else will ever existed from Bereishis until the end. Nobody else who ever existed has that exact tafkid that you have with that family, parents, neighborhood, people you meet. There's only one person who ever existed who was given exactly these kalim and these coordinates in order to bring Kavod Shemayim to the world. You're the only person I created for this. You're the only person that I created for this. B'shvili nivralom doesn't mean that you're some kind of a lunatic that thinks that nobody else exists. There are people that are like that. They're narcissistic. It doesn't mean that there's nobody else that exists. It means there's a world with billions of people. But as far as that shlichus and that tafkid for which I was created, no one else from the time of Adam Rishon was created for that, only me. No one else was created for that, only me. And therefore, that mitzias of Adam nivri yechidi in pnimius, not in chitzainius, in chitzainius there are a lot of people, but in pnimius, that reality of b'shvili nivra olam, or ha'adam nivri yechidi, if a person's makusha to pnimius, and trying to understand what's my tafkid in this world, what's my tachlis, why did Baruch Shalom create me? Why did he give me these talents, these skills, these kids, this wife, this life? Why did Baruch Shalom do this regarding me? That's you and that in that respect, you're a Ben Yochid B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Each one of us is a Ben Yochid. I, Hashem, has many children. Yeah. You're a Ben Yochid B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you would go over to that father, when he's running around the country trying to get the right doctor for his sick kid, lo aleinu, if you were to say, and you'd ask him, what do you, you have other kids at home, so what? This kid doesn't work out. So, if you think that people are incapable of saying such stupid things, it's not true. It's not true. People are capable of saying things like that too. Yeah. People are capable of saying things like that. And someone will say, you have other children. You know, there are Chaim HaKadosh in Bereishis. He says that when Tarif Tarif Yosef, and when Yosef HaTzadik, was the whole Maisa happened, and they sold him, and they brought back the Ksoinis Pasim. So it says, by Yaakov Avinu, Vayimorin Lehesnache, Chazal tell us that he refused to be consoled. And Chazal tell us that all of the children and grandchildren, the whole family came out, like a nice family get together, ki'ilu to say to Yaakov Avinu, you lost one, but it's a nice oilum. Can you imagine saying that? Can you imagine saying that to a mother or a father with his child that's dying? And you say to them, you have eight children in the family, so you'll have seven. For that father, for that mother, that child is a Ben Yochid. There are seven other children. This is a Ben Yochid. He's the only Ayah Leib. She's the only Rachel Leah. She's the only thing that exists in our lives. But how could it be? We are very loving parents, and I've watched you, how you treat all of your children in a beautiful way. What are you talking about? There's only Rachel Leah. This moment of my life, there's only Rachel Leah. This moment of my life, there's only this Ayaleib, where I'm going with the doctor. This is the only thing that exists. It's a Ben Yochid. Because no one else could ever be Rachel Leah. Only Rachel Leah. No one else could ever give the appearance, that nachas ruach, that smile, that look. No one else. No one else could do that. Only Rachel Leah. She's a bas yechid. A bas yach. That's her. To the parents, that's a davar pashut. To anybody who had children, that's a davar pashut. It's a davar pashut. That means. So even though there are many, many other children in that family, Baruch Hashem, but the hiskashus of the parents to this child is that Mishnah of Adam Nivra Yechidi. Adam Nivra Yechidi, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. And if children are raised in a family where there are a lot of children, Liayin Har, and each child does not feel that, it means that they would have been better off having less children. Which unfortunately nowadays is a problem with. It's harder for parents to have large families because people are not as selfless as they used to be. It's a generalization, but people do not have that ability as much as they used to make each child feel bishvili nivra ha'olam. You remember the other day I was talking about how it would be a terrible thing, somewhere at the chibur, that to give like a, imagine giving someone that you love a Hallmark card. I was saying without writing anything else in it, just giving a card, like what they wrote on it in the factory. So one of the chevra said to me, my mother gave me like that. My mother gave me such a card. I was thinking about the whole night afterwards. That his mother gave him a card like that. So I think maybe she wasn't a good writer. There's a way to be Malamed Zchus. She wasn't a good writer. She didn't have a way with words, and she did instead Baal Peh. I know. I'm trying to think of Limudim to help this lady, but more to help the child that was raised in such a way, to get a card without saying I love you on it. Not because somebody in a factory wrote some poem or something that they. So it's getting harder and harder for parents to have 2, 3, 4, 5 kids, and they feel that the Shulchan Aruch is saying you have to have a large family. But I'm not sure that each one of my kids feels nivri yichidi. It's a hard thing. It's a hard thing to feel that nivri yichidi. It's easier when it's a small family. It's easier when it's a large family. It's very hard to feel nivri yichidi. So the Aruch HaKadosh says that they brought out. For Yaakov Avinu, they brought out the whole family to say that, okay, he's not here, Yosef is gone, but you have a nice family. There was only one person that existed in my life. His name was Yosef. So all the other kids could say, what about us? What do you mean, only Yosef? You're also my Ben Yochid. But Yosef einenu. What happened to Yosef? That's what it means to be a parent. And the Baruch Hu looks at each and every one of us in that way. Every single one of us is in such a way. And that midah of seeing a child in that way is not just the midah of tzaddikim, it's the teva that Hashem Baruch gave us to be that way. But because we've become so selfish, it's very hard for parents nowadays when there's a bunch of kids. It's very hard for them to give the kids that feeling of nivri yechidi. I am the only one that exists. I'm the only one that exists. It's very hard. But it's a mashal, the reason I'm telling this to you, that it's a mashal to understand the way that a tzaddik looks at a mitzvah that he's doing when he has that mitzvah. There are no other mitzvahs. It's kilu, there's no other Torah. There's no 613. There's no thousands of drabbanans and a million different minhagim. There's only one thing right now. It's called lulav. No, benching lulav. That's all that exists. What do you mean? There's this mitzvah, there's that mitzvah. Or you're doing something for a friend to help a friend? You're doing a toiv to help a friend with something. When you're in that, when you're in that mitzvah, the midah of Yesod says, there's nothing else except that friend and the toiv that you're doing for that friend. No other friends, no other things, nothing else to do. Nothing else to do. Nowhere to go, nothing else to do. There's only one thing that exists, is you, and right now, you need my help, and I'm here. I'm helping you build the sukkah. I'm helping you with something that you need me for. There's nothing else in the world that exists. I always felt that so strongly with my father, Olam Shalom. Every single second that I spent with him, there was always that feeling that there's nothing else. B'shvilcha nivra ha'olam. Nivra yechidi mamish, to feel such a way. That is the way that a tzaddik looks at a mitzvah. Like my Ben Yochid. So somebody asks you, what's your favorite yontif of the year? Right? What's your favorite yontif? What's your favorite yontif? The answer, okay, you're right. Moshe David is, it means the favorite Akasha. It's a for a person who lives with the Midah of Yesod, it's a silly question. For someone who doesn't live with the Midah of Yesod, he starts to think, well, you know, Purim is lots of fun, you know, and then, of course, but then there's something sweet about Hanukkah. But if you want to move to the Derises, you know. Yeah, I have to. The Seder's nice. The Seder's nice. But it's a lot of work that goes into getting there. But that's all from a person that doesn't come to shul on time. For the person who's Yesod, there's no kasha. It's a silly question. What kasha? It's whatever yontif it is at that moment in my life. That's if, when it's Chanukah, there's nothing else that exists. Well, what's Purim? Chanukah. It's like you have a guy in yeshiva, the whole yeshiva is learning Bava Kama, and this guy's learning Bava Metzia. You understand? He also has Bava Kama. He's got a Bava Kama, but he goes Bava Metzia. Bava Kama is a Ben Yochid. There's nothing else that exists except for Bava Kama. There's no other mitzvah that exists in the world right now. It's Chanukah. When you look at the Mamorim from Tzvi Maya, see, he, and I many times I've been with him and I've heard him. So it's like, you know, it's like Thursday Parshas Tazriya Metzora, right? And he's going on for 2 hours. Tazriya Metzora, Tufshin Pei Aleph. Tazriya Metzora, like, he's saying there was never Tazriya Metzora like this. Never. And he's completely in the sugi of Tazriya, what it is. And that's all he could talk about. But the same Tzimaya, when you see him coming, he comes out from the base of Kisei and he's making Nasha Yotzar. There's no Ne'ila. There's no such thing as Holach Ma'anya. There's only one thing on earth, Rabbi Tzimaya, and it's called Asha Yotzar Sodom B'chochma. Only thing that exists by Tzimaya, watch him make a bracha. My wife's uncle, he should be well lives in Eretz Yisrael, a big Talmud Chacham, and he learned in Eretz Yisrael by Kvach Sidim. There was Rebbe Lapian. You heard of Rebellion? Yeah, Rebellion was an Ish Kaddish. He was an Ish Kaddish. He had Gili Elio. Rav Shlomo Shodron writes in the Hakdama to Lev Elio how when he went into the when he went in he was Zoicher Rebbe Lapian was Zoicher to meet the Sfasemis. He went to meet the Sfasemis to get a bracha. And he came into the Sfasemis, Rebellion. The Sfasemis was an old man. He didn't live to be so old, but he was at the end, towards the end of his life. And Rebellion was a young man. And Rebellion Lapin, and he was also a Litvak. And when he walked in, the Sfasemis stood up Mloika Masai. And Rebellion was very taken aback, and there was somebody else who told the story that was there. And Rebellion said, why is the Rebbe standing for me? Why is the Rebbe, you know, he was a big honor of Rebellion. And he said, a young man who already has met Eliyahu Navi, I shouldn't stand. So Rebbe Elia said that if the Rebbe knows that, then there's no reason for him to stand. As it was true. It was true, but if the Rebbe knows that I met Eliyahu Navi, then he shouldn't be standing for me. So my wife's uncle said that He said, I was in Kvachsidim, I was by Rebellion. And I'm telling you, he said that when Rebbe Elia davened a marav, like on a Tuesday in Teves, right? A marav on a cold Tuesday night in Teves in the yeshiva, you never heard in your life a Shema Yisrael by Ne'ilah, the way Rebbe Elia said a Shema Yisrael by a marav. On like a boring day, a regular day. There's Kanyantin, there's Kanyashchai, there's Gornish. Nothing. He said, but Rebbe Elia, because it was, you know why? Because by Rebbe Elia, that Kriya Shema was a Ben Yachid. You understand? It was his only child. He has Kriya Shema Shachris. He's got Kriya Shema Lamita. He's got Kriya Shema Wednesday, Monday. He's got Kriya Shemas all over the place. There's a million Kriya Shemas. The Mid of Yesod is, I have only one Kriya Shema in the world. How's it possible for a person to be taken by that picture on the computer, be taken away from his Yiddishkeit by some girl walking around on the street? Because he's open for business, you understand? The Baruch Shem is not a Ben Yochid Kivyoch. He's not Makusha. His Yiddishkeit is always open. It's always openings. It's not a Ben Yochid. The Baruch Shem, I'm saying Ben Yochid to use by Hashem, you understand what I mean? It's only a Moshe to it. He's not a Yochid. I'm not a Yochid. I'm Stama nobody. And then a million other people. What the Baruch Shalom needs my Shemir Seinayim. What the Baruch Shalom needs my Shemir Sabris. The Baruch Shalom needs my Kedusha Seinayim. That, what's the Nafkimin if I look, I don't look? What's the Nafkimin if I look, I don't look? It's a big Nafkimin. You were created for something. Each one of us is created for something. And that thing that you're looking at is taking you away from what you were created for in a very, very, very serious and terrible way, for what you were created for. Rebbe Lapian said a Kriya Shema on Tuesday night someplace in the winter in Kvach Sidim. He said a Kriya Shema that was bigger than any Ne'ila because nothing else existed. Nothing else existed. This Kriya Shema, this moment of my life. And if that's where you, if that's how you live and that's where you are, then you don't get crazy if, you know, I was just talking to a hush of a person who was telling me that, you know, that he had this big Indian he's trying to do, but his wife needed him to fill in for carpool. She wasn't able to do carpool. So he got pulled away from this big Indian he was doing to do the carpool. And you get the whole way to carpool, you're upset, and the kids are making noise in the car. And you say, it's enough already, because you're in a bad mood. Why? Because you wanted to learn that Tysus, and your kids are hacking, and the neighbor's kids are all in the car making a tumult. And you're upset. How did I end up in a carpool? What kind of life do I have? And how come my wife? And how come my wife couldn't take care of her? What's the matter? It wasn't such a big Indian that she just because her mother's not feeling well. So that's such an important thing. For that I had to take carpool. She had to go see her mother just because her mother has 103 fever and needs some help in the house. For that I have to go. I have to leave Taisvis, right? It's not Makusha. It's a midah viskashis of yisod. For what you're needed for that moment in your life, that's what Hashem created you for. And l'gabe that moment, you are nivri yechidi. No one else could take care of that, only you. It came down like that. You might think that someone else could take care of it. And it came down this way. That's how it came down. It came down for you. That's nivri yechidi. No one else was created for that. You were created for that. Your kid, your responsibility, you're created for that. A mitzvah, when he's speaking about the mitzvah of his kashrus, that ha'oisik mitzvah, potam and a mitzvah, means that this mitzvah, this thing that I'm doing, this good thing, that whatever that I'm doing, it's done with a chiyas. Because if you feel that, then you feel a chiyas, that this is my whole life. And this is something that you would see by tzaddikim, how they live. Tzaddikim live in such a way. I said, I just came from my mother. She should be well. And my mother today, the conversation for today, she was talking about, she wanted to talk about Mengele, Yimach Shemayim. That's what she was talking about. I was talking about her grandchildren, and she said, she started talking about Mengele. And she said she said to me these words, just now, half hour ago, an hour ago, she said, It's really, he says, she said, it's really amazing what a human being is capable of enduring. So she said that when she was there, she was tall. And, you know, Mengele was saying, you go here, you go there. So my mother was saying to me that it seemed amazing to her. It was as a child, she was waiting online there to go either to the right or to the left. Chaim or Lamavis, Chaim. Whatever that, but at least for the moment, to live. And my mother said that she was watching this Russia and how every single person came. Kivakoros Roye Edroy Mavrid Sinat Shift. Like Kolboy Oilum Ivan Lafon of Kibane Mara, this Russia. That each one of us has to stand by this. And she said that all she wanted to do was to be with everybody else. She didn't want to go in front of him, but she was so scared. Everybody had to go in front of the Russia, not the other Rishayim. He had a Shamashim, but he had to go to him, himself. The Malach HaMavis himself, not the helpers, the elves, the Malach HaMavis. And she said that she just wanted to be by his, with everybody that was there, the other Jews that were there, not to be alone with this Russia. She was so scared to be alone with the Russia. And then she said that she was telling me that after that, for the rest of her life, she was never afraid to be alone. That's what she said. She wasn't afraid to be alone. After that moment, she wasn't afraid to be alone. She always said, wonderful to be with everybody, but I was never ever again afraid to be alone, because that moment of my life to be alone, even though there were a million people, there were all the people from her place, from her bunk, wherever they were, the town they were coming from the city, that she was together with all the other people that she saw there, that she knew. But she said that feeling of that terror of Yechidi, of being alone, of being by yourself. She said that since then, I was never afraid to be alone. A person who's able to take that idea into the world of Kedusha, and to have that feeling in Kedusha, in a very positive and good and healthy and happy way, of Nivri Yechidi, that was in the side of evil, the side of Tumah. That this Russia had time in his life. This was his job, that he had to bother with every single Jew. And my mother said, the end of the story is that she obviously was chosen because she was tall. And so she said that he pointed to go to the right with the people who were going to work, whatever. And she was looking back because she had there was a friend of hers, and she was afraid what was happening to the friend. And then she says that a German gave her such a kick on the tuchus, it sent her flying like 10 feet. And she got up and she ran with the rest of the people. It was the last that she saw the people from her city and her family getting a kick from the rush on the tuchus to get moving. But it means to be in that reality of Yechidi, a Ben Yochid Yechidi, the Midah Viskashus, people can't be alone now. They can't be alone. You could be sitting someplace and it's a beautiful thing that you're experiencing, and you're not makusha to the moment you're in, because you're looking at other things. You can't have Viskashus. You're not makusha. There's no inyan of Yechidi, of Bishvili. Looking here, looking there, sitting, and you're looking where you are, you're not there. He says, "Agoyin aminches chinuch zatzal hayachos na'ovi shal divrei chaim schusilan harabah kodesh v'blay," which was a son-in-law. V'hayamasa, the minches chinuch was a son-in-law, v'blay, which he says, of the divrei chaim's chos na'ovi shal of the Divichaim's father of Leibish. They were chavrusas, the David Chaim and the Minchas Chinuch. And Pam Nishtor Reb Leibish Zal Bishulchanu Besuda Shabbos Kodesh Harbe Vasud Nisarcha Yosem Yidai. So Reb Leibish was taking a long time by the Suda of Shabbos. It was a long Suda. Now the Minchas Chinuch was a huge masmid. You can't write a sefer like that unless you're a masmid. The Minchas Chinuch was a big... Now his father-in-law was having a long Suda of Shabbos. So what did the Minchas Chinuch tzasim ha-gevia? So the Minchas Chinuch moved his, the son-in-law, moved his cup around a little bit to get Reb Leibish, his shver, out of whatever he wasn't talking about COVID. You understand, Reb Leibish? But to get Reb Leibish moving with the suda, why? Because Michas Chinuch wanted to get finished already and benched and to go back to learn. And Reb Leibish is whatever Reb Leibish is. Well, it's a kriyesh lamaya. You don't know. It's time to get moving. So a little bit of chutzpah, son-in-law, but he was making a little. It's time to bench. So Reb Leibish saw this. He picked up that, you know, my son was in a hurry. We have to bench. It says in Beis HaMikdash, there's certain avodah called avodah tamah. So what's an avodah tamah? What does he mean avodah tamah? So the Gemara says, "Kol she avodah shein acharei avodah." It means avodah, but there's no other avodah that's coming after that avodah. Claim Rishayishon high beavodahs. There are many avodahs in the Beis Hamikdash, but when you finish up the tamah of Ben Rabbaim, avodah tamah means that that's the last avodah. There's nothing else to do after that. That's it. Avodah tamah yirak im haavodah hikazusha b'shoshu osik ba ein lo acharei avodah. Avodah tamah, pure avodah Hashem means avodah shein acharei avodah. It means there's nothing else coming after this. This is my only avodah. That's called an avodah tama. That's the mid of tmimus. She'etz lo ki'ilu she'en lo acharei shum avodah. Right now is Suda Shabbos. Now listen, the Minchas Chinuch is not a plain person, you understand. And his learning was a big thing. But obviously there was an avodah that Reb Leibish was in that Suda. And he was telling the Minchas Chinuch, he was telling his son-in-law that this avodah that we're in right now is what Hashem, this is the avodah that we're supposed to be mekusha to right now. And you shouldn't be running away to bench now. Kach, shiyoch l'skashim kol mahusu chiyus l'avodah zu. Men lo shum tzarech l'maya b'glal avodah acheres. There's no reason to rush to go to bench because of some other avodah that you want to do. The Minchas Chinuch wasn't worried about getting a nap. He was going to whatever he was to his learning. But if while you're in one avodah, your head is already in the next avodah, and that's talking about avodah Hashem, like the Minchas Chinuch. Shebeishu osik ba'avodah achas b'roishai u'bedaitu yesh kvar avodah acheres. While you're with this child, you're thinking about the other child. While you're with this mitzvah, your head is on another mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "Ha'isik mitzvah patur min mitzvah." Don't think about the other mitzvah now. Just think about this mitzvah. Just think about this. Ad she writes to the market de la giela, harizu eina avodah tam. That's not called an avodah tam. V'chisaron ba'avodah she'osik ba. And on some level, I mean, obviously with the Minchas Chinuch is a very big madrega, but on that madrega, it was a chisaron in his avodah. That's what his father was telling him. It's a chisaron in the avodah of Kedusha Shabbos, that you have this chavuso, whatever it is, you have this inyan that you have to get back to. It's a chisaron in the hiskashus that you're having with the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, with this mitzvah that we're in right now. Again, he wasn't saying that he shouldn't get back to learning, and he was careful with time. But obviously, that's how they understood that was a chisaron by the Minchas Chinuch. On his level, that was a chisaron by the Minchas Chinuch. That's the midah of his kashas. That's the inyev of why a tzaddik is in his davening, and in his learning, in every mitzvah that he's doing, he's matsui, he's mekusha. And we're going to see, Mitzvah Shem, next week or two, we're going to begin to learn how all of Kedushas HaBris, the whole Indian of Kedushas HaBris, depends upon this midah. of Hiskashvus, of Yesod. That's what Yesod is. This midah of Yesod of Hiskashvus, of Yosef. And that's the whole life of Yosef Atzadi. That's how he lived. We'll talk more about it when we get to Kedushas HaBes. All right, to be continued, Be'ez Hashem.